From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In his first address as president to the United Nations General Assembly, Barack Obama said that world leaders, rather than criticizing the U.S., need to join in solving some of the world's more pressing problems. Among the areas Mr. Obama touched on today, ridding the war of nuclear weapons.
Today, the threat of proliferation is growing in scope and complexity. If we fail to act, we will invite nuclear arms races in every region, and the prospect of wars and acts of terror on a scale that we can hardly imagine.
The president was among the first to speak at the gathering, which also featured a lengthy and at times rambling address from Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who's been highly critical of U.S. foreign policy, will also address summit attendees. The Fed says the economy is recovering, inflation is under control, and it will keep a key bank lending rate at near zero. NPR's Frank Langford has more.
The Federal Reserve said, quote, economic activity has picked up. But in a statement following its monthly meeting, the Fed Open Market Committee acknowledged the economy will remain weak amid continued layoffs. The unemployment rate is 9.7%, and many economists expect it to pass 10%. The Fed also said it would slow its purchase of $1.25 trillion in mortgage-backed securities and end the program early next year. With the economy apparently growing, the Fed is trying to pull back from its massive intervention in U.S. markets. But the Fed also wants to keep credit flowing to fuel the recovery, so it will continue to target its funds rate at the exceptionally low range of 0 to 0.25%. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Dry, hot, and windy weather in Southern California is fueling in another fast-burning wildfire. State officials say the blaze is only about 20% contained. More from NPR's Carrie Kahn.
The fire started north of Los Angeles in rural Ventura County, but is threatening several communities, including the town of Moore Park. CAL FIRE Incident Commander Robert Lewin says he's optimistic that the hundreds of firefighters on the line can contain the blaze by the end of the week.
We're giving this fire fight everything we can. We're trying to pick up the flanks of the fire that we can, where the wind is at our back. We're aggressively trying to protect those assets that are important on the head of the fire.
More than 1,000 homes are currently threatened by the fire. Evacuations around Moore Park have been ordered. Unfortunately, the blaze is burning in extremely dry brush. Temperatures are in the triple digits, humidity is very low, and hot winds are expected to pick up later today. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 81 points today, ending the session at 9,749. The Nasdaq lost 14 points. The S&P 500 was down 10 points today, closing at 1,060. This is NPR News. U.S. military leaders now are backing the assessment of the top military commander in Afghanistan that more troops are needed there. During remarks in Washington today, the head of the U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, along with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, endorsed General Stanley McChrystal's assessment of the situation in Afghanistan. In his confidential assessment of the war leaked by the Washington Post earlier this week, McChrystal said the mission in Afghanistan is likely to fail without additional forces. In a pre-dawn heist, robbers in Stockholm, Sweden, broke into a security firm's cash depot after first making sure police could not follow them. One suspect is in custody. No word yet on how much money was taken. Larry Miller has the story.
The gang left suspected explosives at the Stockholm police helicopter hangar to discourage an airborne chase. A police spokesman said an object was found near their helicopter, so the decision was made not to fly. At the same time, the thieves used a stolen chopper to fly to a security firm's cash depot. Two men were lowered through a window on the roof while the helicopter hovered above. 15 minutes later, the robbers, carrying bags believed to be filled with stolen cash, were hoisted back into the helicopter. Witnesses reported hearing loud bangs during the heist, but it's not known if explosives were used. No one was injured in the raid. The thieves' helicopter was later found abandoned. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller.
Roughly a year after buying electronic data systems for nearly $14 billion, Hewlett-Packard says it is rebranding the company as HP Enterprise Services. With its purchase of EDS, founded by former presidential candidate Ross Perot, HP more than doubled the size of its technology services unit. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.